You're listening to SBS News.
After years of gentle reprimands from the Trump administration, the United States government under President Joe Biden has taken stronger action against Russia. The White House has issued sanctions against 32 companies and individuals. Despite the moves, President Biden insists he is not looking to trigger a cycle of escalation.
We want a stable, predictable relationship. If Russia continues to interfere with our democracy, I'm prepared to take further actions to respond. It is my responsibility as President of the United States to do so. But throughout our long history of competition, our two countries have been able to find ways to manage tensions and to keep them from escalating out of control. There are also areas where Russia and the United States can and should work together. For example, in the earliest days of my administration, we were able to move quickly to extend for 5 years the New START Treaty and maintain that key element of nuclear stability between our nations.
The companies and individuals accused of hacking have had financial restrictions put on them, preventing them from banking in the U.S. President Biden has also banned U.S. financial institutions from investing in Russian government bonds. President Vladimir Putin denies all the interface allegations and says Russia will respond in kind. The move comes at a tense point in the relationship between the two countries. Last month, President Biden labelled the Russian leader a killer and his continued calls for the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. But amongst the harsh accusations and sanctions was a proposition for the Russian leader.
I propose that we meet in person this summer in Europe for a summit to address a range of issues facing both of our countries. Our teams are discussing that possibility right now. And out of that summit, were it to occur, and I believe it will, the United States and Russia could launch a strategic stability dialogue to pursue cooperation in arms control and security.
Russians appear unconcerned about the U.S. announcement.
It won't change anything. We will keep living the way we used to for many years. For more than 70 years, I have been listening to these news, and it's all the same. We keep living and we will live.
Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne has released a statement saying Australia supports the actions taken by the US. In her statement, she said, "Over the past 12 months, Australia has witnessed Russia use malicious activity to undermine international stability, security, and public safety. Australia condemns such behaviour." But some experts believe it's hard to conclusively say who is behind a cyber attack, and that these sanctions are quite a mild response. Leonard Petrov is a senior lecturer at the International College of Management in Sydney.
I think that President Putin would welcome some of the sanctions. He simply doesn't want to be many of his associates opening the bank accounts or conducting economic activity outside of Russia. So Russia is trying these days be more insular in both in economic and information terms. There are talks about of disconnecting the internet or at least some of the social media platforms like YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn is already disconnected in Russia. So Russia is on the path which North Korea, China and Iran have done before, and these sanctions are simply the reflection of the current state of affairs. I don't think they're going to prevent the Russian government from doing something totally reckless.
The EU, NATO and the UK have all issued statements in support of the US measures. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.